Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Welcome, everyone, to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. We're celebrating economic developers who are changing the conditions in their communities. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with Carla Winchester. And Carla, welcome to From the Ground Up. So glad to have you as my new co-host.
Thank you, Tim. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yes, and we have a huge announcement for our listening audience from Consultant Connect today. Carla, tell us all about what's new and exciting.
We do have a huge announcement. We have been hearing for the past year from all of our friends in economic development that you all are looking for new ways to develop yourself as economic development professionals, as well as to engage with site consultants. And this year, we're really excited to announce that we have a new opportunity to do both of those things at our economics conference, which is going to be hitting Atlanta, Georgia in November, on the 1st and 2nd of November, to be exact. We're going to have over 20 site consultants there, a lot of opportunities to engage and network with those site consultants and economic developers doing great work. And we're going to mix things up and do an unconference of sorts for economic development professionals. So it's very exciting. Please mark your calendar for November 1st and 2nd. And more information on how to get registered will be released later this month. But in the meantime, if you have questions or you want to hear a little more, I'm always wanting to talk about it. So please feel free to call me or email me.
That's right. Carla at consultantconnect.org is where you can email Carla. Make sure that you talk to her if you're planning to come. We'd love to have you. We also have an economic developer to celebrate. Carla, tell us who we talked to today.
So, Tim, you had the opportunity this week to talk to one of our dearest friends in economic development, Mr. Jerry Malott from Jack's USA partnership in Florida. It was a great conversation. I know you were really energized after you talked to him. So I'm excited to hear what you and Jerry talked about. He's had a great career.
He's had one heck of a career. He actually led the formation of a new 7-county economic development program that expanded high-wage jobs in Northeast Florida. He's created in his time through his leadership a team that has created more new and expanded companies and jobs than has ever happened in the city of Jacksonville's history. He used to serve on the board of Enterprise Florida. He's been named the Economic Development Professional of the Year in 2 states, both in Florida and Kansas. And he's in the Hall of Fame of Northeast Florida's business community. I tell you, this guy not only has great insights, but he has a heart for jobs in his community. Sit back, relax, and listen to the insights from Jerry Malott. Jerry, welcome to the podcast. So glad to have you, and congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, Tim. I'm very pleased by that.
Jerry, you're doing so much in your area. You've created this great team. You've got a great organization. But I want to go back to the beginning for you and your economic development career. How did it start? How'd you get into the business?
Well, it was by accident, actually. I was just about to graduate with my undergraduate degree in Wichita, Kansas, and I ran into the president of the chamber and a job I was doing, paying my way through school at a hardware store. And through a little bit of accident and how we were engaging, he asked me what I planned to do after I got out and to come down and visit with me. So I got into it without really knowing what it meant or how it worked. But it certainly was a wonderful accident because it became my career and passion for the last 40 plus years.
What is it about economic development that fuels your passion? Why is economic development and who you are so well aligned?
I think for a lot of reasons. One, we get to actually shape the future of our communities and our states. And if we're diligent about what we do and hopefully good at what we do, we make a real difference. We help people have jobs going forward. We change the direction of our communities and our states. And there's just a lot of satisfaction in doing that. And in the process, we also get to travel the country and the world and meet incredibly wonderful people that are heading companies and very involved in how we grow and develop. So it's just very satisfying and very enjoyable.
There's no question about your passion and how much you love this industry and the work you do. When you think about the team that you've built there, how are you creating the type of organization and culture that would eventually beat you, right? So how do you continue to get better and stay on top of the culture? Your people are on fire when we meet them. They love their work. They love where they work. They love what they do.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
You know, first of all, I just think our profession is the best there is. And so the most critical thing is probably in the hiring process. It's hiring people who care about what happens in their community, who are passionate about it and have a sense of urgency in what they do, and who would be good at about any job, but this particular one. And of course, I try to demonstrate my own passion every day in what I do and have pretty strong expectations of folks. But fortunately, most of the people I've had the opportunity to work with mirror those same passions and talent and things that would make them successful and therefore make us successful.
No question about it. Jerry, over the years that you've watched our industry grow, you've been a big advocate for our industry, and you've watched kind of how we do business as economic developers. If you were given the opportunity to rewrite the rules for how we approach the game, what two major changes would you make first?
You know, I'll tell you, the first one I would do would be to eliminate incentives for projects at a state and local level. It involves the most frustrating part of our work, that a great deal of our efforts have to be figuring out a package the state or community can provide to a company, and it seems to get larger and larger. And although the basic fundamentals of why companies make decisions are still there, I would tell you that incentives tend to outweigh what we have to do as economic developers to make a deal work. And so that would be number one. But on the other side of that fence, one of the frustrating elements is that states and communities every year have many changes that may change their ability to work in that environment, particularly incentive environment. And I'd love to see states or communities have multi-year budgets of what they're willing and able to commit to a project, so that each year, a state legislature, as an example, doesn't have to re-examine their willingness and level of commitment that they're willing to make, and the same at the local level. So on one hand, I'd like to eliminate incentives. On the other hand, I know they're not going to go away. I'd love to have greater consistency in how governments can deal with them.
Sure. And as site selectors have told us several times, that incentives are one of those things that, you know, they help a deal, but they don't make a deal. And there's so much more to the conversation because it's so inconsistent, as you said. I want to try another set of questions out with you. I want to try a rapid fire question. I'll say a word. You give me the first response that comes to your mind about the word. You've already talked about incentives, and that's one of the things I was concerned about. But let's dive into workforce. How do you respond to the word or the idea of workforce?
It is our future. Almost no matter where we live, it is the most critical thing that allows us to grow and develop and be successful as communities and as states.
Local elected officials.
I would say the need for communication and education to ensure they understand how critical it is for them and the role they need to play in being successful.
Here's another one for you. Economic development, professional development.
In order to be good at what we do, we're going to have to be more educated, more strategic, and also be able to use technology to do what we do more effectively.
No question about it. How about the future workforce for economic development?
That's a really important question. I think we have to be smarter and better educated as economic developers, be very focused in what makes a difference for our community that might be different than others. We've got to be problem solvers. And again, I think we have to be proficient in technology to be really good at what we do as we go forward.
I'm going to ask you the failure question now, because for all of the good successes we've all had in economic development, there are times where we miss it. And it's an important and universal reality of leadership. Tell us about a failure you've had and what you've learned about yourself and your organization from that failure?
Well, when I think of failure, I don't think of losing a deal unless we didn't give it everything we've got. And we have a culture in our organization of really going to the mat and researching every opportunity that would make a company understand our assets and opportunities. So I really would have to turn to a different area. You know, I haven't always hired the right folks. And when you don't, it hurts your organization. So that helped me know that interviewing and evaluating people to make sure that we make the very best choices is absolutely critical. I've had a few failures in that in my career. I don't want to repeat them, and that probably yeah. helps me to not repeat them.
The next question I'm going to ask you, Jerry, is a future-pointing question. When you think about the year 2020 or 2025, if you go out 5 years from now or 10 years from now, what do the most relevant economic developers have in common?
In my mind, we will have in common that we have to have an even better developed relationship between the public and private sector. Our successes really aren't our own. They're our team, our partners, our communities, and our states. And it's a constant challenge to keep those public-private partnerships together. And a lot of it has to do with communication, education, and again, developing personal relationships along the way. I would also add that the most relevant issue for me in 2020 will be that I'll be retired then.
Right. But, yeah. And congratulations on that.
But no, I really believe that keeping all of the parties at the table, understanding the needs and opportunities is going to be even more critical as we move forward.
Last question for you, Jerry. What are you most excited about looking forward over this year, next year, when you think about your team, when you think about the work you get to do every day? What excites you the most?
Well, I get excited about the next deal, the next opportunity, the results that we have that means people in our region have jobs, better jobs than they may have had before, and that our tax base is going to be growing, and that we're going to be evolving as a community and a region here. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm excited about what our future can be if we do our jobs really well.
I love that. Jerry, thank you so much for the work you do, for the team you've built, for the positive influence you have on our industry, for the example you set, and of course, for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.